美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到King FM 的 CEO Dr. Brenda Barnes。欢迎 Dr. Barnes， Welcome to our show。
It's an honor to be here.
非常荣幸能够有这样的机会跟大家交流。
我们非常荣幸请到马一龙教授担任这次节目的翻译。那Barnes 博士，您能不能跟我们介绍一下您自己？就是我们知道您是 King FM 的这家电台的总裁，那么您个人的经历是怎样的？
So Dr. Barnes, we're very honored to have you, and would you be willing to introduce your own personal background? We know that you're the new leader of King FM. Would you tell us a little bit about your own background and your origins?
Of course. I was born in North Carolina, in the eastern part of the United States, and I really became interested in music after going to a concert. A friend of the family was playing in that concert, and I became very interested in learning to play an instrument myself.
他小时候是在这个北的这个 Carolina 州，就是美国的东岸出生。然后他怎么开始喜欢这个古典，就是西方古典音乐呢？就是他小时候，他家人有一个朋友是弹一个。就是在演奏，然后他自己演奏一个就是这样的一个乐器，然后他看到他的家人的朋友在演奏的时候，他觉得非常非常的感动，然后后来他就下了决心，他自己也是要学习。
Then I began playing instruments including the piano, and then went on to become a music major in college. And it was after college that I became interested in radio as a way to help more and more people get to know classical music. And I transitioned into radio.
后来呢，他到大学的时候，他就决定要主修这个音乐。然后他就学很多不同的乐器，包括钢琴，他学弹钢琴，然后他就越来越喜欢，越来越投入。那最后他就有一种感想，是说怎么样让这个音乐可以让更多人能够欣赏到这种音乐。然后他就觉得当时用这个 radio， 用这个广播电台，是最有效率的方式，让更多的人了解到。或者听到这种音乐，所以他就改变他的行业，然后他就开始他到这个广播电台去工作了。
所以您是大学毕业之后先做了一段音乐方面的工作，然后就去广播电台工作吗？是在北卡吗
？So, did you after graduation were you first?Working somehow with music or in the music industry, and then did you go into radio, or what was the order of that?
When I graduated from my second master's degree, which was in music history, I got a book that helps you figure out what kind of career fields that might be interesting to you. It's a book called What Color Is My Parachute?And one of the recommendations in the book was to interview people in careers and fields that you were interested in. And I happened to interview someone who was a program director at a nearby public radio station who was very encouraging and gave me a list of all the jobs that were available in the country. I applied for a couple of those jobs and got one and started working in the northwestern corner of Iowa in the cornfields at a station.
所以是这样子，他毕业之后，他先去念一个硕士学位，那第二个后来又去念一个硕士的学位，他第二个硕士的学位是音乐的历史。然后他毕业的时候，他真的不知道要做什么，因为他有这么多，他学了这么多音乐方面的东西。后来他就找到了一本书， 是很奇特的。这本书是很多美国人很欣赏的。他就是说，如果你不知道你要从事什么行业，你就可以看这本书。这本书英文名字是《你的跳伞是什么颜色》（What color is your parachute？） 因为他的意思是说，你要从飞机你要跳出来，然后你有没有个跳伞？所以就是说，所以他看了这本书，这本书里面有几个建议。有一个建议是说，你要先去了解说你对哪一些行业感兴趣，然后你可以去不同的行业的找不同行业的人士们，然后去采访他们，去访问他们，问他们有关于他们工作的性质还有的兴趣，然后多了解这个行业。所以他先到一个公共电台，公共的广播电台，然后他在那边有他去采访那个总经理，那个总经理就告诉他说 OK， 我们那个公共广播电台里面有很多不同的工作，有很多不同的工作的性质，然后他先去了解，后来他觉得哦，他对这方面是非常非常感兴趣，然后后来他就去找了，他看看这个全美国有什么机会，最后他到了这个 Iowa， 怎么讲？Iowa 州就是
爱荷华，
对，就是那个州，就是然后这个他找到的这个就是这个公共广播电台的那个地方，他就是靠近这个田地，这个田地是种那个玉米的，所以它是传统美国传统中部的传统的一个广播电台，然后它就是在那边开始的。
所以这是玉米地广播电台。
对对对对，所以 so it's like a cornfield radio station.
Absolutely, in a trailer, actually, in a double wide trailer. But it was a wonderful experience. There were only four or five people who worked there, and therefore I got a chance to really learn about, you know, every aspect of running a radio station: engineering, music, announcing, fundraising, the whole nine yards. My joke at the time was I even emptied the live mouse traps we had in the trailer. But it was a wonderful experience, and after 2 years, I became the general manager of the station. So I almost immediately switched into management and went on from there to a number of different stations.
所以他说确实，您说是上去玉米的那个广播电台，他说确实是这样子。他说事实上这个广播电台一开始是在卡车里面，他们是卡车，然后那个人只有四个人或者甚至五个人，很少，所以他要做的工作很多，有很多，包括他当时有开玩笑，包括他们有一些老鼠，然后他们有一些抓老鼠的那种东西，那个叫什么，那种就是抓老鼠的那个东西，他甚至要把老鼠从那个东西要把它拿出来然后扔掉，所以他什么工作都有做了。过两年他就变成台长，所以他就是他说，因为他有那个草根的那个经历，所以他以后做那个台长的时候，他觉得就是说，比较有这个基础。后来他到了不同的这个广播电台，也是做这个台长的。
你刚刚也提到，就是你经营这个电台，就是各方面工作都要做。那么，有没有一个经验，就是怎样把您的电台从小做到大？然后这个过程有多长？
So, you just mentioned about when you started out in this trailer in the radio station, having to do all sorts of different types of jobs. And the question is, have you ever had the experience of taking a small radio station that's small scale and building it up to a bigger? And what was that like, and how long did it take?
I've done that several times, actually, taken a small station and built it up. But the best example of that was my last job in Los Angeles, California. The station had tried a very eclectic music programming format where you could hear a rock and roll tune and then a classical piece and then blues and then jazz. And it really destroyed the audience and the revenues for the station. So it was in debt. Listenership was at sort of an abysmal state. And it required building the station from a very low point. So over a period of, I was there for 20 years, but over a period of 10 years, we were able to really build the station into one of the major stations in the country, actually having the most listeners of any public radio station in the country.
所以他是有事实上有这样的经历是有的有好几次有几次，最近可以说最典型的是就是他上次的是在洛杉矶他一去的时候那个规模也很小，但是不是小的问题，最大的问题是他们播放的音乐是很多很多不同的音乐，就是说有时候是爵士，有时候是西方古典音乐，所以就是很乱七八糟的，没有一个固定的原则要播放什么样的音乐，所以听众的那些就不知道到底是什么样的音乐，到底是那个电台的性质或者特色是什么，所以他的收入也很少，所以他就要改变方向，给他一个新的方向，后来就有好转。
太棒了。那您把洛杉矶那电台做的全美国最大的或者最成功的电台之一啊，那么后来这家电台有多少人，然后后来我也听您讲，就是这个楼也造起来了，然后应该听众也更多了，然后就是雇员有多少个，然后听众数量有多少，有估计吗？
So the question is the experience in Los Angeles turning it from this kind of eclectic slightly without direction radio station to one that was one of the most successful in the country, and the question is in the end, like how many staff did you have? How many people did you have working there? How about your audience? Do you have numbers for that? And any other thoughts you have about, getting it to be successful like that?
Sure. At KUSC in Los Angeles, we were also able to expand into the San Francisco Bay Area and run the classical stations there as well as in Los Angeles and Southern California. So by the time I left, we had about 1.3 million listeners every week listening to one of the two stations or the stream or the mobile phone apps. And we had about 45 staff members, 30 of them in Los Angeles and about 15 in the Bay Area.
所以它就是扩大之后大概有三点。第一点是说它不只是在洛杉矶这个地区，他也是经营旧金山附近的一些广播电台，所以后来他们就扩大的时候也是接管这个旧金山那个 Bay Area 旧金山附近的那些广播电台，所以他的那个所普及到的那个范围很广。然后听众呢到了最后大概是有一个星期有超过130万的那个听众每个星期都会听他们的广播电台或者会上网去听然后有关于员工呢他的 How many staff did you say?
30 in Los Angeles and 15 in the Bay Area.
然后在洛杉矶有30位，然后在这个旧金山附近有15位。
真是太棒了。那就是你们除了做好这个音乐节目，还要做线下的活动吗？
什么样的活动？
现
场的活动。So, apart from the musical programs, did you do live performances as well?
We did live performances of the major classical music ensembles, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, the Los Angeles Opera, San Francisco Symphony and Opera. And we also had programs that featured some of the smaller music organizations in the cities that we served.
所以对，确实有。 他们是当然是播放音乐，然后也是有一些现场的这个广播，比方说有洛杉矶的交响乐团，有旧金山的，有洛杉矶的这个歌剧团，还有一些当地的一些小那个小这个当地的一些组织上，比方说有两三个人在演奏等等这样子。
你们会举行这种音乐的比赛吗？
在这边。
Yeah.
Oh, so, are you going to hold competitions like in music?
I mean, in Los Angeles.
Oh, in Los Angeles. Oh, 在洛杉矶 in Los Angeles, did you hold music competitions?
In Los Angeles, we did not hold music competitions, but here in Seattle, the station has long sponsored a young artist competition, which is wonderful, and I'm very happy to have that opportunity.
在洛杉矶没有办这些比赛，但是西雅图有很多年有办。就是给年轻人的一种比赛，音乐比赛。
In Los Angeles, there was a long-running, young artist competition that we promoted and worked with, but it had been, going along for decades, before I came on board, so it made a lot more sense to just help promote that competition that was very well known.
In
Los Angeles.
And what kind of competition?
A young artist competition.
So,确实洛杉矶是有一种就是年轻的艺术家的一种比赛，然后他这种比赛是他来之前是一直有，所以他来的时候他并没有创造一个新的比赛，他只是让这个之前的比赛这是给他很多的协助，让他又继续下去。
嗯，太棒了。那我们就是进一下广告啊，广告之后回来。 Let's have a break
Break for commercial.
位于 downtown Bellevue 的臭臭锅边上的大森林深融海味城 Asian Highway City 服务专业，顾客至上，并有著名中医看诊，优质商品包括药材、中成药、深融海味、日用品等应有尽有，您的健康最重要，请到大森林深融海味城。地址1075 Bellevue Way Northeast Bellevue， 电话425-453-1688，425-453-1688。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台。
祝各位听众朋友新年快乐！
老上海新天地，为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆，上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅。这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了，轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地。电话425-453-2828，425-453-2828。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com。
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM 98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是西雅图著名的电台 King FM 的台长啊，也是 CEO Dr. Brenda Bounce 啊，我们欢迎 Bounce 博士参加我们的节目。
Welcome to American Story, and our honored guest.Today is Dr. Brenda Barnes, and we're very fortunate to have her here. She is the CEO of the very well-known classical music station, King FM 98.1, and we're continuing with our interview of her.
可以说是什么原因使您来到西雅图，或者说是哪阵风把您吹到西雅图
？So, Dr. Barnes, was there any? What was the special reason that brought you to Seattle, or could we say, we might even say, what wind was it that blew you to Seattle?
I had decided that after 20 years as the president of the classical station in Los Angeles and San Francisco.It was time for leadership transition there. I've been there a long time. The stations were in very good shape. And I decided that it was time for me to retire. But right after I made that decision, I got a call from the search committee for King FM looking for a new manager for the station here. And I have been in Seattle a number of times. I'd actually helped King.When it transitioned in 2011 from a commercial classical station to a public station, and had met a number of the people, and I was very intrigued by the possibility of coming here.
So it's 这样子，他在原来在洛杉矶有二十年，然后他觉得二十年已经差不多了，因为他们已经达到了他们的目的，而且他们做的有很好的一些成就，然后所以他觉得可以退休，然后可以让另外一个人就做那个。总经理做那个台长，所以他就决定退休了。后来不久，他就受到就是西雅图这个 King FM 广播电台的那个董事会的他们的电话，然后他们说我们现在要人要来做我们的那个总经理，我们的 CEO。那事实上，他曾经有几年前有这个 King FM 这个西雅图的这个西方。古典音乐那个广播电台 King FM 98.1 他们几年前他们经过一个非常大的一个转变，原来他们是一个商业的一个广播电台，他们就是卖广告来维持他们的生意，后来他们有一个非常大的一个转化，一个转变，这个变化是什么呢？就是说他们变成一个公共，就是依靠公众的这个协助，所以就没有广告，然后变成自由，就变成一个公共广播电台。当时几年前，他就来做顾问，然后给他们一些辅导，怎么样去经过这个转变。所以事实上，他对这个广播电台已经很熟。
你能跟我们介绍一下 King FM 这家电台的历史吗
？Would you be willing to introduce the history of King FM?
King FM was founded 70 years ago this year. We're celebrating the 70th anniversary by Dorothy Stimson Bullitt, who was a woman and the broadcasting pioneer of Seattle. She had acquired an AM station just a few months or a couple of years previously, and when FM radio was brand new technology, she acquired the FM station and gave it the classical format, which was her favorite kind of music.
所以刚好今年是 King FM 的70周年的，已经有70周年的，然后70年的历史，然后70年前有一位她叫 Bullitt 的女士，然后她就买了一个 AM 的广播电台，当时 AM 是唯一的频道，这个频率是叫频率。后来他们就当时 FM 又刚刚出来，所以她就买了一个 FM 的广播电台，然后她就从那时候就开始播放这个西方古典音乐。
Then when her daughters, she passed her broadcasting empire along to her children, her son and her two daughters. And then the two daughters, when they were selling the stations, donated King FM to a nonprofit so that that's really owned by the symphony, the opera, and the arts fund in order to ensure that the station maintained its classical format.And for the proceeds from the commercial classical station to then go to the symphony, the opera, and the arts fund.
所以后来这个创始人他 要把这个广播电台要就是他要退休的时候是给他的子女们，尤其是给他的两个女儿来经营。那两个女儿他们就决定说让这个广播电台变成一个非盈利团体。为什么要做非盈利团体？因为他觉得希望这样的话可以协助这个西雅图的这个交响乐团，也可以协助类似的，比方说西雅图的那个歌剧团，还有其他的艺术的一些组织，艺术方面的组织。但是他们当时必须还是要靠广告才能够有足够的收入来协助这些组织。
So then what happened is commercial classical radio across the country really became embattled. It's very, very difficult these days to run a commercial station with a classical format and have it even be able to have ends meet. So what happened in about 2010is the community recognized that King as a commercial classical station didn't have a future. Therefore, they transitioned King from being a commercial station to being a nonprofit. So now it's a nonprofit, and all of the people who work at King work for the nonprofit organization.
后来，有一段时间，就是全美国的所有的这个，西方这个古典音乐的这个广播电台都有一个很艰难的一段时间，因为他们都是靠广告，但是好像美国的听众都不能接受这种方式，就是说一方面要听广告，另一方面要听这个西方古典音乐，他们觉得好像自相矛盾，好像有冲突，所以有一段时间他们很难经营。所以后来到了2010年，就是说大概七年前，他们就决定把 King FM 就变成一个公共电台，公共的广播电台。所以现在的工作人员都是属于一个公共的这个广播电台的这种地位。
我相信就是以前。如果是商业电台的话可以有广告，那么现在作为一个非盈利的公共电台的话，这个资金是政府的还是听众的捐款呢？
So given that in the past the money was generated by commercials and now it's a non-profit, does King FM get any money from the government?
There's a small grant that most public radio stations across the country receive from the government, but for a station like King, it ends up being about 7 or 8% of the budget, and 78% of the budget comes from contributions from people who listen to the station and love it and want to be certain that it continues to serve the community.
对，确实是这样子，但是现在就是政府有提供一个很小的一个基金，但是这个基金只有占这个全这个预算的这个7%，所以事实上很少。但是这个预算大概78%是要靠这个听众捐钱，所以这个形式完全有改变了。
我知道西雅图那个。FM 很多，而且呢，FM 的电台很多，而且那个音乐电台也很多。那您能给我们介绍一下西雅图，大约有多少 FM 的音乐电台
？So according to his understanding, there are a lot of FM stations in Seattle. Would you be willing to just give a brief sketch of your understanding of, you know, how many FM stations are there? What is the distribution of FM or anything about the mix of FM stations here in Seattle?
I'm not sure exactly how many FM stations are in Seattle, but there are definitely quite a few. The way it works in general is public radio stations tend to be below 92 on the FM dial. That's not true for King because King started as a commercial classical station. So commercial frequencies are 92 and higher on the dial. And there'll be all kinds of formats, rock and roll, singer-songwriter, news and information, both on the public radio side and on the commercial radio side. They're pretty much any kind of music format that you could be looking for, you'll find.
So, 有至于到底有几个广播电台 FM 的那个广播电台它不能完全确定，因为经常有变化，但是可以这么讲，就是说在92点以下通常这个都是公共广播电台，如果是92 以上，比方说到100或者100以上，这些都是商业的这个广播电台，像那个摇滚音乐或者其他音乐。但是 King FM 呢是不一样的，它是98.1，98.1，因为它原来是商业的广播电台。So
public radio really developed in the 1960s primarily, although there are older stations than that, to provide kinds of programming not available in the commercial media. The commercial radio stations, their formats are chosen in large part because they're working, the companies want to make a profit, so it's a profit-making enterprise. And therefore, there are certain formats that don't make it well in a profit-seeking world, and those have tended to gravitate to the public radio and the frequencies below 92.
所以就是说，这个商业的广播电台，他们有他们自己固定的方式。那这个固定的方式跟这个非盈利的广播电台或者公共电台的这个形式很不一样。那如果说你要把让他们混在一起，很困难。那 他讲那个历史，比方说都是公共电台、公共广播电台或者公共电台，都是差不多是美国60年代是开始的，因为60年代大家都在寻找一种新的一些广播的方式。那这些新的广播方式跟这个，因为商业的广播电台或者电台都是为了赚钱。 那你为了赚钱，他们不能提供这个公共广播电台所能够提供的这个内容，所以内容是不一样的。您刚刚在前面也介绍了一下，就是
King FM 也举办一些比赛，那么除了这个音乐的比赛之外，还有其他的活动吗？
So you just mentioned that there were some music competitions on King FM. Are there other types of competitions you could talk about that King FM does?
The main competition that we do is a young artist competition, and it's for, we have a category for piano, for violin, even for ensembles. If there's a group of young people playing together as a string quartet, they could enter in the ensemble category. And then we have winners of the competition, and the winners perform on the radio, in addition to receiving other kinds of recognition.
所以他们有很不同的范围，比方说他们有小提琴、有钢琴，也有三四个人一起演奏，有这种不同的比赛。 还有不同的，比方说是现场的或者录音的，他们都有，所以各种比赛都有，年轻人的、大人都有。太棒了，那我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。So we have
another break.
Sorry about that. 肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话2626217501，2626217501。举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么我们需要怎么样做才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方。帮助您的邻居，灾难过后以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
欢迎回到西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目节目的现场。那我们有 King FM 的 CEO Dr. Banks， 还有我们的翻译是马一龙教授啊，感谢两位。那Dr. Brenda Banks 呢，他有两个音乐相关的硕士学位。那么一开始在爱荷华州担任电台的台长，那后来呢又在洛杉矶有一个非常著名的一个电台，他做了20年的就是总经理啊。那这几年呢就是有70年历史的一些老牌的那个 FM 的电台呢，他们在这领导人更换的更新的期间呢，就他们主动找到那个 Banks 博士，请他担任这家电台的就是CEO。 那么我相信Banks 博士来到这个 King FM 之后也带来了很多的变化啊，因为毕竟在洛杉矶那么著名的电台做了20多年的管理工作，那么一定是能够把King FM 这家电台能够带到更高的一个层次。
So given your esteemed background with two master's degrees and what you did,
and a PhD,
and PhD and in Los Angeles, the experience, they brought you here to King FM, which is a very established channel with an excellent reputation. What kind of changes do you plan to make? And, what kind of expectations do you have, or hopes, or any thoughts do you have about the future?
One of the reasons that they hired me to be at King FM is that King is relatively new as a public radio station, as a nonprofit, even though it has a very long history in the community. So a big part of the job that I want to do is really stabilize King as a nonprofit, help it to develop more donors and a stronger donor base and a fundraising base so that it's financially secure as a nonprofit and continue to serve the community for many years to come.
它主要的目的是现在这个 King FM 是非盈利团体，然后他就是他在这个社会有一个固定的地位，这个地位是很关键的。那他希望就是说，无论是在节目方面或者在就是经济方面，他希望就是以这个非盈利团体的形式来讲，希望把它稳定下来。就是说这样的话，他在在将来，他可以有一个很固定的、很稳定的一个经济基础。
太棒了，我相信经营那个商业电台跟非盈利的电台、公共电台应该是有很大的差别。那刚刚您也讲了，就是以前可能是要经常找那个广告商，那现在呢要找更多的就是愿意捐款的听众啊。那么在节目方面可能也不同，因为公共的电台做的时候更多是公益性质的，然后可能就不会太考虑这个节目要不要带来更多的收入啊或者什么，所以这样可以有更大的公信力。所以 我不知道，就是您经营这个King FM 跟那个洛杉矶那个电台相比，是哪一个更难度更大一点？
So given that there must be such a big difference, and if you want to address that too, between running a commercial station and running a nonprofit or a public station, there must be such a big difference in terms of programming. For example, his assumption is that in a nonprofit station, the programs you're really concerning about, like social welfare. Whereas in a commercial station, maybe not so much. It's just concerned about raising money. I mean, getting ads and making money. Given that difference, do you have any expectations that your job here will be more difficult than it was in Los Angeles?
I don't think it will be more difficult in some ways, but there are some challenges that King has that we need to tackle right away. And one of them is the building that we're in right now is going to be sold to a developer and leveled in February of 2020. So we need to find a new place for King to have its offices and studios, and also raise the money to build those offices and studios. So that is something I've done before in Los Angeles a couple of times. But it needs to be done on a very short timeline here, and that's another reason that I was hired and came here, because I'd had that experience before.
所以就是说那个难度这个问得非常好。他说可以说不能说就是全面都是比洛杉矶都有更大的挑战，但是有一方面确实是一个挑战。这个挑战是什么呢？就是说现在这个广播电台，就是 King FM 98.1 这个广播电台，它现在的这个电台的这个楼到了就是三年，就是两年之后，它是要被卖给一个房地产的公司，然后它要把它拆掉，所以它必须要搬家，那他们要找到一个新的地方，新的广播电台的，然后他们要把它买下来。所以他之前在洛杉矶的时候，他这个问题已经有应付过，而且有解决了。就是说，但是现在时间比较短，只有两年的时间，所以时间比较就是比较急的话，所以他们为什么要找他，就是因为一方面是因为这个原因。
我们还想问一下您个人的一些问题啊，就是您这么多年能够在毕业，就是从大学，就是从您的教育结束之后就能够长期的从事电台的工作，那这个热情或者 passion 是怎么来的，然后为什么会能够相当于是 lifetime 就一辈子都在做电台方面的工作，
怎么说呢？怎么说？
就为什么会选择您的、oh. 就是选择做电台，然后您的那个热情是从哪里来的 ？Passion.
So you've been in this field for up until now for your whole life, and can you talk more about the reasons behind your decision to do this and also your passion, either that motivated you to go into this, but also your passion in doing the work, what you're passionate about?
I think from the time that I discovered music when I was young, it really changed my life. Both my parents were very poor. My father was born in a log cabin with no heat, electricity, or running water. In North Carolina, and my mother was the daughter of a coal miner in West Virginia. And for them, neither of them had the opportunity to get an education, but it was very important to them that their children get an education and have a different life. And for my mother, even though she didn't really know classical music, hadn't had any experience with it in her life, She felt that someone interested in the arts was an educated person, that those two things very much went together. So both my parents always encouraged me when I showed an interest in music. And for me, when a young person finds something that they love, whether it's music or sports or science or math or languages or another culture, then that is what spurs them to become the adult that they're going to be. And very much classical music spurred me into my choice of a major, my career choices. It has been what has defined me in many ways as a person. And I just want to make certain that young people who are interested in classical music and the arts have that pathway. They have that ability to become connected to it through the radio station and to pursue their passion beyond that.
So he just said two things. He first said his parents. His parents对他的影响很大。他的父母都非常非常的穷，就是在美国 的那个南部南方都很穷啊。他爸爸出生的地方甚至都水也没有，电也没有，很穷。那妈妈呢，他妈妈的爸爸是在煤矿工作的，所以他们都很穷，也没有受到任何的教育。但是他父母一直认为说，只要你从事艺术，或者能够接触到艺术的东西，就是 art 艺术的东西，音乐或类似音乐的东西，这个就等于是一种教育，艺术跟教育是分不开的。所以他们看到他的女儿，就是这个 Barnes 博士，他喜欢音乐，他给他非常非常多的鼓励。所以这个是他的家庭背景。那就谈到他自己来讲呢，他自己呢，他觉得他发现，他小时候他发现他很喜欢音乐，他觉得一个年轻人能够找到他很热心的东西，这个热心的东西就是他很珍惜这个他很喜爱的东西，这种珍惜，这种热心，这种 passion 才能让一个小孩子变成一个大人。所以就是说，你找到你的 passion， 你找到你最珍惜你最热爱的东西，你才能变成一个大人。所以他的想法是说，他希望所有的年轻人可以有类似的机会。第一，从他家庭背景的角度来看，就是可以去接触到这个艺术的东西，音乐。另外呢，也可以找到他们很热爱的东西，这样的话可以成长，然后也许就像他一样，可以从小孩子透过音乐就变成大人一样。
你有没有觉得您所做的工作也改变了一些人，有没有具体的故事？
Do you feel that the work you've done has changed people, and do you have any specific concrete stories or examples?
Absolutely. I think that music speaks to our soul, and music is can reach us on a level that words and other kinds of connections can't. We receive letters all the time from people who say, I couldn't have survived getting through chemo treatments without your station. When my husband or wife died, if I hadn't had your music and your station there, I don't know what I would have done. And I even had a letter a number of years ago from a woman who said, as my husband was dying, his very favorite piece happened to be playing on KUSC, the station in Los Angeles, at that exact moment. And when you hear from people about how powerful the station and the music has been in their lives, it makes you very humble to do the work that I do.
他说有人甚至讲说，他们如果没有这个音乐的话，如果没有这个他们播放的这种音乐的话，他们甚至活不下去。还有人是说，比方说他们得了癌症，或者得了很严重的疾病的时候，或者他们的对象，他们的配偶得了这个很严重的疾病，像癌症的话，然后要经过很严重的这个治疗，他们都会听这种音乐来安慰自己。那如果没有这个音乐的话，他们就讲说，没有这个音乐的话，我真的是受不了。 还有人，他们就收到在洛杉矶的时候，有人给他们写信说，他的先生在过世的时候，刚好在床上，在过世的时候，他们的这个广播电台有播放他最欣赏、最喜欢的这个这个西方古典音乐的那个作品，然后就是他在过世的时候他就听到了，所以他们就感到一种非常非常重要的一种安慰。
好，我们的节目马上就到尾声了。今天我们非常荣幸的请到 King FM 的 CEO Dr. Brenda Burns 光临我们西雅图中文电台的美国故事栏目。那么在节目的最后，邦斯博士，您是不是再跟我们听众朋友讲一两句可以 take home， 就是能够带回家的话？
So thank you very much for the wonderful program, the wonderful stories, the wonderful vision. Really have been grateful for you to come here. And the program is going to end in about 45 seconds, very soon. So is there any one or two phrases that you want to add to the, for the listeners to hear as some kind of something they can take home with them?
I have really appreciated the opportunity to be here and to talk with you. And I just want to make certain that King is a great station for everyone in Seattle and the Puget Sound region.
他非常非常感谢，非常感谢，很高兴有这样的机会。然后他只是他的有一个使命感，他希望这个 King FM 就是 98.1 98.1 希望是所有的人都能够欣赏，都能够喜欢。
好，谢谢邦斯博士，也谢谢马一龙教授，谢谢各位听众朋友收听。 Thank you.
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
糟糕，我忘了带钱包了，你能帮我买杯咖啡吗？
当然。嘿，你听说了吗？在2018年会加薪。哎，
这是真的吗？
是的，从1月1日起，最低工资在华盛顿州将上升到11.5美元一小时。你可以致电866-219-7321了解更多详情。
好，那我现在就打电话，866-219-7321。哎，下一次要我买咖啡了。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698 206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。